holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
We're talking about the sinner's prayer, part two.
Be Holy.
Oh, yes, we want to welcome you back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today's a wonderful day, splendid day, splendid. Top of the morning to you. Today's a great day. How you are feeling? How are you feeling? How's your family doing? How's your church doing? How's everything going? How's your business going? How's your work? How are your colleagues? Yeah, I have to ask that type of thing because most people don't ever ask you about how you're doing. They just go to preaching to you. I'm asking you how you're doing. And I'm not expecting you to answer me. I mean, you can email and answer me, but I want you to think in your mind, are you doing okay? If you're not, let me know. Let me know. I'll pray. I will pray for you. And listen, it's one thing. Everybody says they'll pray for you, right? But it's a good thing to know somebody who prays and their prayers get answered. All my prayers get answered. It's not because I'm, you know, better than anybody else. I just know that God, when I pray a thing, because I don't waste time in prayer. When I pray for a thing, I'm praying to God about it. And so when I begin to pray, I know He's going to answer. Whatever it is, He's going to answer it. And so, matter of fact, even now, God, anything that's going on or going wrong with their listeners, God, I pray that Your will be done in their lives. I don't know what's going on in millions of those listeners and thousands of listeners. I don't know what's going on in their life. You know what's going on in their lives. You know. And so by you knowing, you have the power. Maybe they can't pray. Maybe they don't know the words to say to pray. Maybe they don't feel like that you'll listen to them. But I'm praying for them now, God, that Your will be done in their lives and that they be the people that You want them to be. You know, on earth, You've been here. You know how hard it can be. We're just mere humans. We don't have power. You know, we're just in the midst of something else that's going on. We're expecting You to help us. So whatever's going on in this person's life or those listeners' lives that may not be going right, God, Your will be done in their lives. Your will be done. They need Your help. Now, in Your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Now, listen, this is what we need. We need God to live in our lives every day. We don't need God living in the Bible. We need God living in our lives every day. See, you can't put God in a book or you can't put God in the Bible. He's way beyond all of that. He's way beyond this earth. He's so big, nothing can contain Him. That's why He's everywhere, because everything's in Him. And so we need God to be alive in our lives daily. Our daily walk is important. To have Him and to have a relationship with Him is important. Sure enough, it is. And if, trust me, if we don't have that, we don't have anything. I always, when I wake up in the morning, I hear the news or whatever anywhere. If God don't help us, we don't have no help. And that's all over the world. That's not just in the United States. If God don't help the whole world, then we don't have no help. He said, if My people who will call by My name will humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, seek My face. You know, He'll hear from heaven and heal the land. He'll forgive all their sins. He'll do all of that. He'll heal the land. That's what He wants to do. He's going to do that for us. Now, we're talking about this Lord's Prayer again today. Where did we leave off yesterday? Yeah, verse number 9, we were talking about all the nations. Now, this is a, you know, talking about the Lord's Prayer and how we should be thinking and how people were thinking when they were praying to God under the unction of the Holy Ghost. I don't know if this is Psalm, but we don't know if David wrote it or whoever wrote it. Some people say David wrote it. Some people say some other choir directors wrote it. I don't know who wrote it. All I know is God allowed us to read it. Verse number 9, all the nations you made will come and bow before you, Lord. They will praise your holy name. They, verse number 10, for you are great and perform wonderful things and deeds. And it says that you are God alone. So we were talking about that before, talking about how that clears up any Trinity talk. You are God alone. God needs no help. He is God alone. He said this. Okay, he said it. Verse number 11, teach me your ways, O Lord, that I may live according to your truth. This is what we're praying when we're looking for that forgiveness and that the sanctification, salvation. You know, we're asking God, hey, look, teach me your ways, O Lord. Not be holy, teach me your ways. Not Leonardo, teach me your ways. You teach me your ways, O Lord, that I may live according to your truth, not what Leonardo's organization says, not what Be Holy says. No. You teach us your ways. You teach me your ways, O Lord, that I may live according to your truth. Grant me purity of heart. Grant me purity of heart so that I may honor you. With all my heart, I will praise you, O Lord my God. I will give glory to your name forever, for your love for me is very great. You have rescued me from the depths of death. That's talking about resurrection right there. That's talking about death, resurrection right there. He's going to pull you up. And so he's doing all this praying about teach me your ways and grant me purity of heart and rescue me from the depths of death. That's God calling people back from the dead. Remember that next life I was telling you about? In that next life, God calls us all back from the dead. Yeah. This is the thing that God's going to do. He's not just sending people to church. No, he's working in people's lives. He's saving them from hell and damnation is what God does. That's what he's doing. He's not just sending people to church. Y'all sing some songs, usher, pray some prayers, preach some sermons. No, he's actually working with people every single day, spiritually working with people so that they can do what is right and be what is right in the next life. It's all about that next life. Somebody say next life, next life, next life. In our church, when they don't do it as fast, I say, y'all not mega church enough for me. I need y'all to move faster. And then they just start laughing. They know I'm kidding. But God, he wants you to be right for that next life. He does. You think he came down from heaven so that you can still go to hell? Mm-mm. No. So you think he came down from heaven so you could disobey him and still lose your soul? No. No. Verse number 12. With all my heart, I will praise you, O Lord my God. I will give glory to your name forever, for your love for me is very great. You've rescued me from the depths of death. You have. You rescued from death. Remember how I was talking about if somebody walks away from the truth and one somebody goes back and gets them and convinces them to come back, you saved them from death. So not only were they saved from death the first time when they got saved and God forgave their sins, and then if they had walked away and he saved them from death again. Verse number 14. Oh God, insolent people rise up against me. A violent gang is trying to kill me. You mean nothing to them. You know, now I jumped over to Jesus. How it was a gang of people trying to save people. they thought they knew the word. They were quoting the Bible and everything. And those are the ones who actually put Jesus to death. Can you believe that? They were the ones who were reading the Bible and they still put him to death. It says in verse number 14, "Oh God, insolent people rise up against me. A violent gang is trying to kill me. You mean nothing to them, but you, O Lord, are a God of compassion and mercy, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love and faithfulness. Even though they're trying to kill me, you still are full of compassion and mercy, slow to get angry, filled with unfailing love and faithfulness." So even though they were trying to kill Jesus, he couldn't get mad and say anything because, you know, if God says anything, it's over. He could always end it at any time. He lets us know that. But he said he's going to save people. He said he's going to save the few that believe. He's going to save them. Out of the whole world, he's going to save them. There's a lot of them. A lot of us. But he's going to save them. Yeah, that's what he said. "Oh God, insolent people rise up against me. A violent gang is trying to kill me." So y'all didn't know people were trying to kill Jesus, did you? Yeah, they were. This is the prophecy right in here. "You mean nothing to them, but you, O Lord, are a God of compassion and mercy and slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love and faithfulness." Verse number 16, "Look down and have mercy on me. Give your strength to your servant." Give your strength to your servant. Give your strength to your servant. "Save me, the son of your servant." "Send me a sign of your favor. Then those who hate me will be put to shame. For you, O Lord, help and comfort me." This is all what the Spirit has said through this prophet or this person that wrote it. He said it for us to hear it and understand. These things are written for our learning. What was it in Romans? I think it says that these things are written for us to learn from. And it's good. It's good for us to learn. Remember to ask God to protect you, to keep you. Not just when you first get saved, but while you're being saved, while you're on the journey. Continue to ask God for help and protection.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be holy.